producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this third day of August, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. And the latest news up on Infowars.com on this Sunday worldwide transmission is amazing. We have new announcements today, fresh off the first Ebola victim from Africa, a U.S. doctor being brought in to an Atlanta hospital by Homeland Security that authorized it. That's an unprecedented move to bring someone infected with something this deadly in that kills over 90% of those that get infected with it. It's unprecedented to bring it into a country, especially when they can't contain it, and they're saying there could be as many as 30-plus thousand people. It was 30,000 on Friday. I'm sure it's more now, that could have been infected and over 1,000 dead. So they're hyping how deadly it is out of one side of their mouth, and out of the other side saying, it's no big deal. We're going to put these people inside a standard hospital in Atlanta, but they'll be on their own wing, so it's safe. In fact, guys, I had all that here in my stack. We print me the latest on Atlanta, and specifically the article that we wrote last night dealing with that with all the details. Thank you so much. Again, worldwide transmission on this Sunday edition. Now a second American with Ebola expected to arrive in the U.S. on Tuesday. That's ABC News. The plane carrying the second American patient who contracted Ebola while working in Liberia, Africa, will leave the U.S. for the West African country later today and is expected to return Tuesday, a U.S. official told ABC News. The private air ambulance is scheduled to take off today and arrive in Liberia. After one stopover, the official said the plane will then bring the worker, Nancy Wrightbull, to Dobson's Air Base in Marietta, Georgia, and is expected to land midday Tuesday. So this is Sunday. We're 2 days out from another arrival here in the United States. And again, I've been on the radio for close to 20 years. I've talked to a lot of medical experts, medical doctors over the weekend. Even mainstream media admits it is unprecedented to bring someone with a super deadly disease like Ebola into the United States. Ebola-infected U.S. aid worker due to arrive at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. That was from a few days ago. That person did arrive on Saturday, that doctor. And remember what we wrote about earlier in the week on August 1st. Obama signs executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illnesses, period. No proof you're sick, no fever, you got a cough, you got sniffles, you got a problem, you're going to get locked up in a medical brig, basically. I'm going to decipher the different angles of this when we come back and try to give you my take on what we know is happening and what may be developing. But I've told you this is the age of crises. And in the last month I kept saying, you've all heard it every show, what's the next big shoe to drop? We've got Al-Qaeda being turned loose under the name IS, ISIS. We've got the globalists overthrowing Ukraine and start a war with Russia. Doesn't mean Russia's perfect, but the West is detonating the crisis, is starting it. Under common law, folks, who starts it is the bad guy. Now, we've got Ebola, the biggest outbreak ever spreading around. We've got the dollar being devalued. We've got Obama lowering the borders under just executive fiat and saying he'll sign executive orders on anything else he wants. And then he'll lock up Americans anytime he wants for basically no reason under medical emergency right before all this kicks off. You don't even need to put two and two together and say it equals four to understand what's happening. The age of contrived, organized, or exacerbated crisis is upon us, and it's going into hyperspace. Stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war. It's happening now. It will affect the fate of humanity. You are the resistance. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar. Thank you for joining us on this worldwide Sunday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, Central Standard Time. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you can follow us, of course, on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. This is an emergency transmission, any way you slice it. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us from London, England, for the balance of the hour to break down the huge global developments with Ebola, the Ukraine crisis, IS or ISIS, Al-Qaeda forces, killing over 300,000 people in the Middle East. That's accelerating. The border being completely wide open, and even mainstream news calling Obama a dictator as he pledges to sign executive orders restricting the Second Amendment. It's all coming up today. Then investigative journalist John Rappaport will be popping in to focus in with us on Ebola and the pandemic that they've declared. Is it really a pandemic? Is it hype? I think it's a little bit of both. There's news behind the news, the story behind the story, or as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. So that's coming up today. First off, this is undoubtedly the biggest outbreak of Ebola ever recorded. The Ebola virus transmitted from fruit bats in Africa to other mammals on the ground is basically becoming more powerful, many experts believe. There's some evidence that it was weaponized by Western governments when it first began to emerge in the last half century. But what we do know is, this is important, it's beyond important. No government has ever knowingly or publicly transferred a currently infected, and that means someone who can spread it, individual into their nation. African countries have locked down their borders in the surrounding area in West Africa. Liberia, Sierra Leone, Nigeria. They're checking everyone coming off planes. But here in the United States, the southern border is completely wide open. And I interviewed the head of the Border Patrol Union just earlier this week. And it's on record that people clearly sick with different type of jungle fevers that will kill you deader than a hammer, that make the flu look like child's play. It's why folks are scared to go to the third world. is pouring in through the Mexican border out of Central and South America, where a conduit has been opened, and they are loaded on aircraft or on buses and sent to the destination of their choosing. No screening. Now, again, this is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what's really unprecedented on top of that, the only thing that takes the cake on that craziness, is Germany and now the United States. Germany has taken multiple infected individuals in the last 5 days into their hospitals. Ebola, people actively who can infect others. And the United States has already flown one U.S. doctor who was infected in to a mainline medical center in Atlanta. There's a big issue there. Wait till we get to that. And another aid worker is set to be flown in. The plane's already left Atlanta to get them. It'll be turning around in Africa tomorrow. And it'll be back from Liberia on Tuesday. And it sets the precedent now to start shipping, I guess, hundreds of Ebola-infected individuals in the United States. Now, there's a bunch of big red flag, off the chart, DEFCON, you know, type stuff there. Our government's never done this before, and it violates policy and law. A. B, we've got level 4 bioweapons treatment and development facilities under BioShield, is 12 years old, and other programs, where they have underground labs that have special sensors, special airlocks, and that can be burned to the ground in a matter of seconds with firebombs that are in them that destroy everything. They're underground with two rings of fences, machine gun nest, and landmines. Okay, it's the same type of facility that nuclear bombs are kept in, but even more. Level 4, look it up, containment. Now, just to show you how policies have changed, under BioShield that was passed into law in 2002, tens of billions of dollars a year is allotted to, quote, build bioweapons detection and treatment technologies. But it came out in the news it's really a way to get around bioweapons treaties and to have the U.S. develop hardcore weaponized Ebola, smallpox, you name it. So instead of it killing 91%, it kills 99%, and it's airborne. That's the type of stuff they reportedly have developed at these labs. They began to work with weaponized Ebola, smallpox, you name it, at level 2 facilities in places like Galveston, Texas. This has been in the news at the University of Texas, with stuff that kills the majority of people that get it, in facilities hit by hurricanes that have been flooded. Look it up in the Houston Chronicle. That happened last hurricane, what, 5-6 years ago, that hit Galveston. I made a big deal about it. So there's this new attitude of, oh, let's let them ship level 4 bioweapons in a FedEx truck, and then it crashed 6 years ago, and it was a big news issue. Remember that? Or, oh, let's put the way you design human-borne mouse pox that kills 97% of people, 98% of people, let's just put out the biological genome of that so even a person with $100,000 and a biology degree in virology can make it. That was 10 years ago. It was a huge scandal. The FBI rightfully fought it for 5 years and failed, and 5 years ago it was published by U.S. and Australian universities how to create airborne human mouse pox with a 97% or higher kill rate. See, I don't just give you, hey, what's Obama doing allowing, you say, oh, well, he didn't do it. Well, the buck stops with him. He runs the CDC. He runs the borders. He runs things as a dictator now. Congress goes around playing golf all day. And who, okay, well, then I want to know this. Who gave the order? Who authorized? Because I've been looking all weekend and can't find it. Who authorized clearly mutated, super powerful Ebola, not ready to say weaponized yet, into the United States? And it's not a level 4 facility. If it was a level 4 facility, and they had a person in a control pod or something, I know they have those, that was self-contained and everything, I would still say it was reckless, and I'd want an investigation. They have shipped it, I've got the article right here, to the University, Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, a mainline hospital, and they say, don't worry, part of a wing is sealed off. Part of a wing. Part of a wing. Part of a wing. Ladies and gentlemen, there's over 120 healthcare workers and doctors that we know of as of Friday, the latest numbers I got, that already have Ebola, and over 40 of them have died, and the others are busy dying right now. doctors in hospitals can't stop it from spreading. The hospitals can't stop MRSA and flesh-eating bacteria and drug-resistant TB and drug-resistant staph and strep from spreading. I lost three family members this year from hospital infections. My great-uncle, my uncle, and my cousin in East Texas from these deadly immune bacteria or resistant bacteria. So let me tell you something. This is a crime, and this is out of control, and this is head-spinning nuts. Now, we can speculate all day. We're going to have to today because we don't know. Why are they doing this? Are they just totally incompetent and insane in government? I don't think so. They have serious laws and policies in place saying they can't do this. Are they planning to release weaponized Ebola that a lot of globalists have talked about to reduce world population forcibly? Like University of Texas professor Eric Pianca that says he hopes airborne Ebola is released to kill 90% of us. Remember that made national headlines a few years ago? Are there certain parties that just hope it naturally gets out in the Obama administration or elsewhere? Or are they wanting to get the blood of these people to make bioweapons? I don't know. But I know this, it's illegal, it's reckless, it's dangerous, and it fits right in with open borders and executive rule by the dictator.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots!
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, sir, you are. Ladies and gentlemen, the federal government has lowered our southern borders where jihadis, radical Islamicists, drug dealers, mules, criminals of every type fleeing justice from their other nations that they were leaving, drug-resistant TB, scabies, the flu, the list just goes on and on. The Black Plague has popped up in Colorado. The plague, you know, the one that killed 30 to 40% of Europe's population? That southern border is wide open while there is the biggest Ebola outbreak in world history happening right now in Africa. And Germany and the United States are flying medical workers back to not be treated on military ships where they previously would have been treated. That was the previous policy. I went and looked it up. They're now bringing them not to government weapons labs or bioweapons research labs where they could maybe safely contain it. They're bringing it to mainline hospitals in Germany and the United States, like the Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Ebola-infected U.S. aid workers due to arrive at Emory University Hospital. That was Friday. The first one arrived Saturday, and now they're saying more are going to arrive Tuesday. Second American with Ebola expected to arrive in U.S. ABC News. That's the latest. U.S. government seeking to test Ebola vaccine on humans. Ah, Reuters. Now we see what it's really all about. We have a new article out today on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Obama brings Ebola into America after signing executive order to detain sick Americans. In fact, ask Kit to move these articles back to the top of Infowars.com because they've rolled down to the bottom. And then we have an article from last week where Obama signed an executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illnesses, and they say any sign of it, sneezing, coughing, you can be disappeared, even though that has nothing to do with Ebola, just a giant power grab. So this may just be hype, even though it's a real pandemic in Africa, to get on the books medical tyranny for forced inoculations, for the flu, you name it, even though they admit last year in California, AP, that the whooping cough vaccine caused an outbreak of it. Yeah, my grandmother, by the way, 89 years old, still sharp as a tack. I'm going to go interview her this week. I'd always heard this when I was a kid, but she was talking about it again the other day. Nobody she knew had the polio until she got the vaccine. A week later, she got paralyzed and almost died and was right by an iron lung. They almost put her in an iron lung. And she's on crutches to this day. Ate about half the nerves in her body, half the nerves in her muscles. Benny Gray Salmon,
lives right here in Austin, Texas. A lot of folks know her. Involved in the community church, you name it, for 60-something years. And she said, no, that gave me polio. And, of course, we now know that over 100 million Americans were given cancer viruses that killed them, according to the CDC, in the first decade of the polio vaccine. Look it up. I'm going to do a special report this week on it with all the details. And that after they started giving the shot, it got worse. They wouldn't call it polio, though. They would call it just paralysis. And then the last 4 or 5 years, you've seen the headline where the polio vaccine in Pakistan and Africa was causing it, but they don't call it polio. They call it paralysis. And they still give the live virus, even though they're not supposed to. I was told that a few years ago by a medical doctor treating one of my children, well-known pediatrician. He just retired. Probably one of the best known in Austin, I'll just leave it at that. And he basically got me by the shirt and he said, you don't say who I am, but you can say I'm a medical doctor. I volunteer at these city clinics every year to vaccinate the kids, and I'm not going to do it anymore. I go, why? And he goes, they're giving East Austinites live, illegal 1963 batch live virus HPV 40. And he said, I thought you were nuts, but it's all true. And he goes, and I'm not going to be doing this much longer. And I mean, I'm talking a medical doctor with a huge practice with his eyes bugging out at me. I've probably been to him 5-6 times, you know, with well checks with my kids. I got 3 of them. And he just for a minute went ahead and just told me the truth. So see, all these other doctors just want to play along with this. Paul Watson joins us for the balance of the hour. I haven't talked to Paul yet today, but he's one of the smartest people working at Infowars.com. I'll say this. He understands the New World Order just as much as I do. And I study this 18 hours a day. And Paul always comes up with stunningly accurate angles. I'm still in the speculation phase. I just know what's going on. It's totally illegal, totally reckless, totally dangerous. Paul Watson will detail it in the next segment coming up. But first off, you're writing articles for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and doing special news report videos there from our London studios. But so far, what does your gut tell you? I know they hyped up H1N1 5 years ago that wasn't real. Rappaport's pointing out they could be hyping this, but I don't know. My gut tells me there's some hype, but it's mainly spin. All the other crises that are breaking loose right now, the borders, Al-Qaeda, overthrowing Ukraine, the dollar devaluation, I've been predicting just a month ago, people can find the clips, that if I was the globalist, I'd pull some biological scare. And I'm on record, listeners, you know that. Well, somebody will find the clip and put it on InfoWars. Paul, what does your gut so far tell you this is?
I think it's a real threat, Alex, because of the very fact that they're not hyping it. You know, before the swine flu outbreak in 2009, which in comparison to Ebola was basically useless. It had a 0.04% mortality rate compared to, you know, 90% for Ebola. But they fearmongered about that like it was the end of the world because they had the vaccine lined up beforehand, the pharmaceutical companies, who were caught influencing the WHO and the governments. Wolfgang Wodog exposed that. They had it lined up beforehand. They made millions and millions of dollars. And now, this time around, it turned out that the FDA actually blocked an Ebola vaccine that was proven to work on humans just recently, just in the last couple of months. So they're actually blocking the vaccine, which could be the solution to this problem. So that's why I think it is a real threat, simply because they're not hyping it.
I agree with you. And again, I didn't know your view on this yet. I know you've still been collating. This is real. And I looked into it. I know you're working on an article for Monday on this, but they've never brought live Ebola with an infected communicable patient, a spreader, a vector, into a Western country. What in the hell is Germany and the U.S. doing?
It's amazing, Alex, because I mean, you can look at these facilities online in the hospitals. They're basically just beds surrounded by a transparent tarpaulin screen. It's amazing. What concerns me is we know that governments have released viruses from labs before. Headline, foot and mouth virus released from government lab. 2001. This was from Port and Down, which is basically a military...
Stay there. This is too huge. Stay there. That's BBC. Yeah, we're going to explain all the viruses that have been released from government labs before. Now they're putting them in regular hospitals. I mean... If it gets out, will Obama be held accountable? See, government's not ever held accountable anymore. So now they're just bringing Ebola.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America. because of my concern about our government. I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science reports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been watching. I've been waiting for the globalists to pull another scam, to let a good crisis not go to waste. And again, they just get away with anything now. Is the goal just to set the precedent where they can lower the borders completely but set up checkpoints on highways and search people internally and openly fund Al-Qaeda and rename it IS or ISIS? and to go on the news and say your kids belong to the state. And I mean, government is just going so crazy right now. And what are they doing bringing Ebola in, multiple patients, and sticking them in hospitals with plastic tarps over them when it's well known that those hospitals are just full of superbugs that could merge with or mutate with this Ebola? I mean, there is no telling. I want to play a clip from what CBS News briefly, where they're talking about this, just in case you're a new listener and don't believe me, that live Ebola in people are being brought into hospitals full of sick people. And by the way, it's not even its own wing. I stand corrected. It's part of a wing with patients in it. Who would want to be in a hospital with Ebola in it? I mean, this is insane. Here it is.
Dr. Ken Brantley is the first of two American Ebola patients to be transported back to the U.S. for treatment. He arrived at Dobbins Air Reserve Base near Atlanta Saturday, bound for an Emory University medical facility for treatment. Nancy Reichbold, the second American infected, is expected to be returned to the U.S. early next week.
That's enough. I'm going to go back to Paul Watson. If I'm hyperventilating more than usual here, it's because, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. And who needs death panels? Or who needs to put VA patients on secret death lists, not be given surgery for life-threatening cancer and stuff, when you can just bring Ebola in? And again, nothing may happen with this. I hope that's the case. But no one would ever take the risk before. Now, we're going back to Paul Watson and more analysis coming up in the next hour. I think it is extremely important for listeners to understand how important InfoWars.com is, PrisonPlanet.com, and the fact that we really have our finger on the pulse with our analysis, our guests, our research, our HUMET, you, the listeners out there, the human intelligence, to really try to turn things around. So please tell friends and family to tune into this broadcast right now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com with free audio feeds. There's a free video feed at InfoWars.com/show. And if we get enough people aware of what's happening, the politicians and other corrupt influences at the top won't be able to get away with what they're doing. There's a lot of good people in corporate governance, corporate systems, private systems, you name it, and governmental systems to turn this around. Paul Watson, you were mentioning a BBC article. You wrote articles back at the time in 2001, 2002, when the weaponized foot and mouth got out. It turned out from a government bioweapons lab and then got spread all over the country. Lyme's disease came from Plum Island, on record off the coast of New York, basically weaponized syphilis, tick-borne. It was a Nazi scientist they brought over there to create that. Deer swam the mile from Plum Island over to New York State. And then you have all the secret experimentation, shooting black people up with syphilis. They may just be bringing these Ebola people in as a cover for when they release Ebola later. I mean, Paul, I'm really, my gut, my spidey sense is really freaking out right now, Paul Watson.
It's a massive concern, Alex. Yeah, this is an article I did 7 years ago, August 2007. 2001, basically, the Labour government, Tony Blair, were in a massive political war with the farming community who were incensed at Labour's policies inflicted upon them. Lo and behold, early 2001, foot and mouth gets released, completely devastates the farming community, millions and millions of cattle and sheep slaughtered and burned. And it turned out, according to reports in the British media, that this vial of foot and mouth virus was stolen from Portadown government bioweapons laboratory. And again, this is not just a hospital. This is a military compound. You know, if you go 5 feet on it, you get guns pointed at your head. And they said that it was, the cover story was, oh, it was stolen by animal rights activists. And that's what caused the outbreak. But then it happened again in 2007, thankfully not as bad an outbreak, but they had an international drill at this Pirbright laboratory, again in the UK, which hosted an American pharmaceutical company, and foot and mouth was accidentally released again. So these are Loctite secure military facilities and labs where these viruses get out from, and now they're talking about putting Ebola into hospitals, which have basically no security in terms of defense.
This stuff is getting out of level 3 and level 4 bioweapons labs, and then they're going to put it in a hospital that's a perfect vector point with a bunch of sick people.
Exactly, and here's the thing. We're told Ebola is only transferable via bodily fluids, Not true.
It's not true.
Canadian
scientists. It's airborne from bats on record. That's even Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, growing concerns over in-the-air transmission of Ebola. BBC News, November 2012. This was Canadian scientists peer-reviewed have shown that the deadliest form of the Ebola virus could be transmitted by a between species. So what they did is they got pigs that were infected with Ebola, put them in a pen with macaque monkeys, separated them only with a barbed wire fence, and they found within 8 days the macaque monkeys had contracted Ebola from the pigs via their respiratory system, and they were euthanized. So it can be transmitted. It's airborne.
Yeah, I've never gotten threatening, but I'm going to tell the government something right now. If my kids or anybody die from this, I'm holding you responsible. I'm sick of you. I'm just saying, I'm sick of it. I've had enough. Texas farmers flipped out after the foot and mouth thing. Remember, they were going to do a drill in Texas using equipment that had been used to kill the sheep and cows in England that was infected with it. Look, I'll tell you what's going on. It's like the 12 Monkeys with Bruce Willis. Excellent film. Folks ought to go watch it. Where it's a bioweapon lab, but and it's not the government even doing it. It's a crazy environmentalist that works there that gets it and releases it. See, that's the issue. A lot of it is these bioethicists, eugenicists that work in these government labs themselves, and that even came out in the British news, that they thought an animal rights activist who worked there is the one that released it, Paul.
Exactly. I mean, this comes down to individuals, doesn't it? It's people. You can still get radical environmentalists that work within government facilities that could be responsible for this release. But, you know, I read a quote by a UK scientist who said he would be perfectly happy to sit right next to somebody infected with Ebola on a train. So this is the attitude of the scientists that are working with this. And there's another article which I posted on InfoWars today. Ebola outbreak, Western drug firms have not tried to find vaccine because virus only affects Africans, says UK's top public health doctor. So this is somebody who's not in the government. He's president of UK Faculty of Public Health.
Wow.
He's basically making the point that because it's only affected black Africans so far, there's been no desire whatsoever to create a vaccine for it.
By the way, that's using race bait. They've been trying to create a vaccine for a long time. And we got lily white people that are over there trying to save folks that are getting it and dying from it.
Yeah, but in terms of the kind of massive push we saw before the swine flu outbreak in 2009, we've not seen it for Ebola. There actually, as I mentioned before the break, there was a vaccine that's shown promise. The headline is, this Ebola drug works great in monkeys in the lab, but it's being held up by the FDA. Basically, this was created by Techmira Pharmaceuticals Corporation. They tested it in humans, and it was proven successful, but the FDA blocked it.
Really?
So now you've got doctors freaking out at the FDA saying, why are you blocking this? We should not be having another Ebola outbreak when we've got a potential vaccine for it.
Now, is it a vaccine or a drug?
It's a vaccine.
Well, I tell you, Paul, this is sophisticated. There's something behind this. Why would government be so reckless to bring Ebola in, knowing that if it gets out, they're going to be held accountable? Why are they so reckless?
I really don't know. I don't know whether it's deliberate or, I mean, are they actually working on a treatment for this when we've already apparently got one? I mean, what's the purpose behind it? Because, again, you know, the false pandemic of 2009, they cashed in on that beforehand, which is why they pumped the hysteria.
Why aren't the Ebola victims at government level 4 bioweapons labs underground? Why are they at public hospitals? Why are they at universities? We'll be back, Paul, to look at the other angles. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Les Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Les Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit lesdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Lines of the Information War. It's Alex Jones.
We come to you from the front lines of the Info War. You know, I'll tell you the big angles here, Paul Watson. We need to do articles reminding people that scientists say Ebola is now airborne off that previous research from 2 years ago. That's a story we should get out there so people take this more serious. We need to also expand on the fact that it's unprecedented to bring infected, communicable vectors into your country. And why are they in university hospitals? I mean, something's going on here, Paul. My gut tells me they want to have plausible deniability for an Ebola outbreak in the U.S. And government, even in the third world, if a plane crashes and it's the government's fault, the Minister of Transportation gets fired, gets sacked. If you mess up in Katrina, you get fired. Well, no, now you get double the funding at FEMA for emergencies. The precedent's been set. You let 9/11 happen, and anti-terrorism forces get about 15 times the funding, roughly. So I guess if Ebola breaks out, government will get more power. All these companies will get more money for anti-biological weapons research. And so I guess I've just answered my question. I mean, government used to think about getting the blame for things or not wanting to be embarrassed. Since when does Obama, he's who the buck stops with, or where does it stop, Paul? Centers for Disease Control, while our borders are wide open, and Geraldo Rivera, who's been on the show, I'm not even attacking him, comes out and says Matt Drudge is basically a racist because he's reporting mainstream news about concerns of Ebola coming across the southern border. When we know Africans are flying into Mexico and walking right across. They've got signs in Chinese and African now down on the border. I mean, this is crazy town, Paul Watson. And I'm hitting different angles of this. And then the creepiness factor. I want your take on this. Obama signs that executive order last Tuesday. Now, I guess 6 days ago. If anybody has a cough or a sniffle, it says respiratory illness or the appearance of it, you can be locked up and disappeared under the executive order 13,295. So what do you make of that, Paul Watson? Where do you think all this is going? Because undoubtedly, like you said, they're not hyping it like other made-up stuff like H1N1. I mean, my gut tells me this is big.
It could be a trial balloon for medical martial law. I mean, on the border angle, obviously the border control is under the auspices of the DHS. They're too busy raiding people's houses with six vehicles full of federal agents for a Land Rover because it may or may not violate EPA emissions rules. Totally ridiculous. TSA's allowing immigrants in without documents, rolling out the red carpet for Muslim Brotherhood. But then you get Obama, as you mentioned, passing this amendment to an executive order from Bush's 2003 executive order, which said that people could be apprehended or detained under the condition of a SARS release. Obama deleted the SARS section and replaced it with this thing that says basically any respiratory syndromes, you can be detained. And then obviously you've got the CDC saying, quote, well persons and people who do not show symptoms can also be detained.
So that's the new talking point, not someone verifiably coming off an airplane from a hot zone who's sweating and has a fever. Sure, lock them up for 4 or 5 days in a safe area to make sure they're not spreading stuff. No. So they let the crisis in and then say everyone's guilty. Classic behavior.
And then you've got airports setting up these fever screening cameras. The problem with them is that, as the Daily Mail reported today, they pick up false positives, quote, including people with minor illnesses and those who are hot after a dash through the airport. Now, I was subjected to this back in 2009 when I flew to China. Basically, these guys in bio suits came on the plane before you could even get off and did all these temperature screenings. If we're going to get false positives, people with minor illnesses, and Obama's passed this executive order saying anybody with any respiratory illness can be detained, then it opens the door for medical martial law.
Well, I'll tell you why China's like that. The genome is, and I read the reports from Harvard on this medical center, the genome is so close in China that pandemics can spread even faster there. Same reason Native Americans got wiped out by stuff. They're not diverse. Nothing against them. I'm just stating scientific fact here. And they're also malnutrition in a lot of areas. They're really worried. And I'm not usually pushing a medical tyranny, but at least they're looking for stuff during pandemics. During a pandemic of Ebola, our border is wide open. I mean, again, what's behind that? How do the politicians think they'll get away with it?
Because government's just becoming more and more corrupt, and they think that the more outlandish they push it, you know, the more they can get away with it. As you said, you know, Homeland Security was created to fight terrorism after 2001. Now they're going after people with 25-year-old Land Rovers in six-vehicle raids with DHS agents. That's what the Homeland Security is doing now, instead of concentrating on the real problem, which is on the border.
And by the way, we were told Homeland Security was for Al-Qaeda, and then Al-Qaeda took over Syria. That was over 60% of the force. Now they changed their name to IS or ISIS, Islamic State, and our own government gave them Stinger missiles, 15,000 of them, or at least that number. I mean, it just shows how it's all a fraud. We're told Homeland Security's for the Tea Party, veterans and gun owners. And then meanwhile, I see articles. We had one earlier this week on Infowars.com. I saw another a few weeks ago on DrudgeReport.com. I see it all the time where, oh, file swappers, even sharing one file, get SWAT teamed by DHS. So we have Mexican mafia. We have Chinese triads pouring across the southern border, Al-Qaeda-affiliated Muslim Brotherhood people on record, 135,000 illegals in one Tucson sector in a two-month period, 36,000 felons being released out of federal custody who are illegals, above the law, and DHS is raiding people in Dallas, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois, because they swapped a movie.
It's amazing. I mean, you've also got the other angle, which is, there was a source within Los Angeles County Department of Health Services who came to us basically he said that his supervisor gave the whole staff a lecture, and that starting later this month, they're going to be forcibly removing people from downtown LA, Skid Row, and bringing them to camps where they're going to be vaccinated. Now, this seemed like a sober individual. You know, he gave us his full name and everything. So they're talking about, and they have got these programs for putting people in, quote, housing facilities.
They already do it in Sacramento.
Yeah, and all these laws against homeless people, against feeding homeless people in other areas of the country.
Sounds reasonable, but it sets the precedent for everybody else.
Exactly, because, I mean...
I'm not saying it's good to not feed homeless. I'm saying you can't have 50 homeless sleeping outside somebody's apartment building. You know, they're landowners. They have a right. I mean, it's okay to direct them someplace, but you don't then send them to a FEMA camp.
Exactly. They're being given a choice. Either they go to this, quote, shelter, or they go to jail. And now they're talking about giving them forced vaccines and RFID chips. So it's frightening stuff, whether it's linked to this Ebola outbreak.
The point is, what do they think? Lock up the homeless, but don't lock up the illegals? Again, Paul, why are the illegals above the law on every front? I don't even dislike these illegals. I know why they're above the law. They want to draw them up here with an incentive.
Exactly, to create the voting bloc, which destroys constitutional rights because they vote for candidates that are for gun control and all these other horrible things. So that's why they're bringing them in. Also, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, you know, this was adopted by 33 states in part or in whole. Under a medical public emergency, they can seize all communications, ration firearms and food. They can seize both public and private property. So again, this
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those executive orders. Under Obama medical emergency, guns would be confiscated. Do an article on that, Paul. And other listeners, you do it too. Go look it up. It's in there to take guns, to have forced labor, work brigades. Look at the old executive orders. They've been upgraded into new executive orders. Because they always go, oh, well, that's an executive order from the 70s or 80s or 90s. No. Just like Obama just updated Bush's to make it worse, it's all been updated by Obama in omnibus signings he's done to take your guns if Ebola. Let's say you live in California or you live in Texas or you live in Washington State or you live in Illinois. Ebola breaks out. Obama can order your guns turned in nationwide. That's why I think they're letting all the disease in, Paul.
Well, once you get this martial law in place, you can target people who are not even affected by the so-called emergency. We saw it in Katrina, where people who were completely unaffected in the high and dry areas got their guns seized. Similar with this, as I just mentioned with the CDC, well persons, people who don't show symptoms, can be detained. Then you've got model states, which says that they can give forced vaccinations. The Heritage Foundation broke that down, and that was in another article. Feds would exercise draconian emergency powers if Ebola hits U.S. So.
Paul, I just got to say something. I mean, in the midst of all this crisis, it's so good to have the great crew here working on the weekend to bring folks this broadcast. They have all these great affiliates carrying the show. They have all these great sources in the federal government that feed us intel. And to be talking to somebody like you internationally who understands geopolitics and every facet of news, it is just such a pleasure to talk to someone who gets it like you. My God, if we had a million Paul Watsons, we would change the world. And you know what? There are a million Paul Watsons out there of every race, color, and creed. Let's come together, expose the tyranny, and lead humanity out of this globalist mismanagement and fraud. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now to this station. Second hour is coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.